Manslaughter
Manslaughter, maybe not. It has to be pretty serious to be put in parish prison because of the seriousness of being stuck in there. You know, it's really been a disgrace. One, the latest criminal sheriff won his election because he promised to clean it up. It was falling apart. You saw it the other night, that white building. Well, they painted the outside. But it's a hellhole, you know.
How many people does it hold? Do you know?
Oh, it's like 2 or 3 times the number that it's supposed to hold.
Mm.
You know, it's a typical prison.
Do they have men and women in there?
No, I don't believe they have women. I'm not sure. And it's just the cases of homosexual rape are just incredible. You know, so they wouldn't put you in there unless you were really.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a 2-time offender or something.
What do you call them? The headquarters? What would that be?
The police headquarters? I'd have to say central lockup again. You know, not really knowing where it is.
Mm-hmm. What is any special place that they put you besides central lockup? Say if you were just drunk, I mean, not like they picked some guy off the street.
No, not that I know of.
And the thing that policemen carry to shoot you with?
A pistol.
Any slang names for that?
Just a gun. 38.
What do you call the small ones that you just conceal in your hand? That most
a derringer.
Well, not a trade name, just a general name for the ones that...
That will be the name.
You'd use Derringer for...
Yeah.
And the thing policemen carry to hit people with?
A billy stick.
Okay. And what would you call a real cheap hotel that caters to derelicts?
A dive.
What all can dive mean? How do you use that word?
Dive can be anything, really. Anything... where lower class white would be, or lower class black, or a grubby bar, you know, a grubby pool hall.
Do you get the idea that something illegal's going on in this, that it's a front, or?
Do you get the impression that it wouldn't be outside the realm of possibility? You know, that it could just as easily happen as any normal business procedure.
What are some names for prostitutes?
Whore. Not too many others. In fact, not bitch, maybe. But that's just one that I've heard 2 or 3 people use.
What would you call a building where a lot of prostitutes work?
It'd be a whorehouse. Or I haven't heard it used much down here, but a cat house.
Mm-hmm. Where have you heard that used?
I heard it in a film lately. Used a lot, but not much down here. There was a part of New Orleans at one time called the Red Light District.
Where was that?
It was down in the quarter.
Bourbon Street?
Up in that area. Which was all whorehouses, and it was just considered the Red Light District. Is that common to the rest of the country? Red light signifies a whorehouse?
I've heard it before, but I wouldn't know, like, you know, which sections of Atlanta. That's something I would have read.
That's pretty old, too. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's not very current. But that was around in my grandfather's time.
What do you call the person who manages a prostitute, sort of a business manager?
A pimp.
Okay. What would you call a woman who does that?